Leading the news this morning, Qantas is expected to announce hundreds of job cuts when it releases its half-yearly results today. There's speculation the airline will close one of its two maintenance facilities in Victoria. Qantas has already flagged a sharp decline in profits and axed 1,000 jobs last year. Analysts say a strike by coal miners in Queensland will have a significant impact on the world supply of coking coal. Thousands of workers began a week-long strike at seven BHP Billiton mines yesterday. They're demanding much better working conditions as part of a new enterprise agreement. A huge fire has swept through a jail in Honduras in Central America, killing at least 300 prisoners. Many of the dead burned or suffocated in their cells. The prison held 800 inmates and scores of them are still missing. Anxious relatives tried to force their way into the prison but were driven back by police. As Syrian forces continue their assault on the opposition, the president has announced a referendum on a new constitution. Bashar al-Assad says a vote to end one-party rule and limit the president's term will be held in less than 2 weeks. He's also promising elections within 90 days. Opposition groups have rejected any political reform while the violence there continues. And a man is in a critical condition after a house fire in Sydney's southwest. The blaze broke out in an ensuite at the back of a house in Raby. Firefighters rescued the man who was trapped in a bedroom. Two women escaped the blaze and were taken to hospital suffering from smoke inhalation.